socelis, consum amici, munera, sutra dipreteris.
From the front lines of the information.
Welcome back to the second hour of the War Room. You just saw John Bounds' report. I believe that's the second time we played it today. You played it this morning.
Yeah, I played it on the Alex Jones Show.
I am being joined by Harrison Smith, and we are in the podcast section of the backup life pod.
That is escape pod.
Escape pod that's been jettisoned out on Earth. It's a little bit bigger than the capsule. I saw a video when the Artemis capsule –
yes.
The alleged moon slingshot
capsule.
Yeah,
they
capsule.
Came back.
And literally, the guys who are on the boat, they put this little buffer up there. So I guess they don't get cut. You know, who knows what's, you know, how nasty the outside
is. Yeah.
And they climb in, and it gets bigger and bigger. It's like somebody wrote there. It's like the TARDIS. It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
You open the door, and you're like, whoa, it's a big room.
Like the tents from Harry Potter, yeah.
Yeah, it's like totally.
We do not have that here. No, it's cozy. It's quite cozy in these studios.
Definitely. Definitely. And so I think we're going to start off this with talking about something that not a lot of people are talking about, and that is what's going on in Ireland. You've got some interesting stuff you just found. I found a couple. We've got the Minister of State, Michael Healy, announcing his resignation, and then Ken O'Flynn, very, very Irish name.
Very Irish.
He seems sort of like a Ron Paul type populist. And that's, we'll play their two videos. But you've got one, and this is sort of a tactic that's always been used. I felt it when I was in Pittsburgh in 2009. We were covering the G20, and instead of having the local cops there, they had state police from all over the country running security there. And I actually got – when I got arrested, it was from a Florida state trooper.
Right.
So it wasn't anybody near that area, like listening to what people were saying or, you know, being part of the community, like, oh, I'm arresting my neighbors. No. You always go out and get people from the outside because they don't have a familial connection to those people.
Yep.
And so they're more likely to bash skulls in. And so where's the Irish government recruiting people now?
Yeah. So this is a crazy video that I found a while ago, maybe back in like 2024 or something. So, because this has been going on for a while, and the story about Ireland is years and years old. It's obvious that Ireland has been targeted for destruction. I think the latest I read was something like 24% of the Irish population is now foreign born. So, I mean, they are literally being replaced. They're being targeted extremely heavily for the immigration. And then what we have here with a video that we have, and guys, if we've brought it in, I want to make sure that we have it. They are actually making TV advertisements to air in Pakistan in the Pashtun language for recruitment into the Irish Garda, which is their, you know, federal police force. So they are literally importing a foreign army that they will arm and put a badge on their chest and say, you now have authority over the Irish people. And they are deploying basically, yeah, armed foreigners to go around and attack Irish people. So you want to talk about this being an old strategy. I mean, Roman emperors did this. I think there's a quote from it's either Aristotle or Plato or somebody. It's you know, often said in these types of situations, which is the tyrant always prefers foreigners because he can sort of wield them against their own people, against his own people. So that's what they're doing in Ireland. And we can go to this video and play the audio, and you can hear the, you know, police captain telling the people of Pakistan on Pakistani television, we want you to come be a policeman in Ireland. It's crazy.
I want to hear the accent.
We really want to get the message out there amongst the Pakistan community, the Muslim community, and the broader community of the different nationalities that make up Ireland, that we want to see represented in our national police force and making a real difference. So please put in that application.
अस्सलाम वालेकुम, मेरा नाम हफ्सा हुसैन है. मैं पीओसी आयरलैंड की मीडिया एडवाइजर हूँ. आयरलैंड में बसने वाले ओवरसीज पाकिस्तानियों के लिए बहुत अच्छी खबर है कि गार्डा शेख खाना ने अपनी रिक्रूटमेंट जो है वो दोबारा से खोल दी है. अगर आप 18 टू 34 ईयर्स की एज में हैं तो आप अप्लाई कर सकते हैं. इसके लिए आपको सैम फोर्स चाहिए. आयरिश लैंग्वेज की जरूरत नहीं है. और जो खवातीन हजाब पहनती हैं उनके लिए बहुत अच्छी खबर है कि वो जॉब अगर गार्ड्स के लिए करती हैं तो अपना हजाब भी पहन सकती हैं. तो सबसे गुजारिश यही है कि आप ना अप्रैल के 14 तारीख तक अपनी एप्लीकेशन भेज दें. थैंक यू.
Pashtun with an Irish accent.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing. And you know, obviously there is a you know, major contention between the Garda and the Irish people. And you just see, I mean, it really is just a shocking sight when you've got these like military barracks being built, these like, you know, giant compounds where they're planting. In some cases, it'll be like 1,000 African men in a village of 500. And the village is like, we don't want this. We don't want these people here. This will destroy our
this
character.
Was our tourism hotel that they're
Yeah, literally. This is going to destroy our tourism. I mean, it's just, it's awful for them. And they try to prevent it. And they try to, you know, put up roadblocks. And the Garda just come in and just wreck them. And it's one of the things that I think people have a misconception about, because we tend to sort of mock Europe for being soft. Their police are insane. Like, our police are so much nicer than European police. And they have a, I don't know, they have like a militarism in their police, and whether it's Germany or France or UK, I mean, you see it. They don't play games, and they come in and they stomp the people into the ground.
Unless you're a migrant.
Unless
you're a migrant, you can kind of do whatever you want. They'll sit and talk with you. They'll try to reason with you, even though the languages aren't the same.
Yeah.
You see the videos all the time. I've got a video that I want to go to, which is, but before we go to these other ones, this is clip 17. This is BBC cutting an interview short. They're interviewing a black man. He's got a, you know, he's probably born in Britain because he's got a very British accent. And they're like, how do you feel about the migrants? And he gives them a mouthful. He gives them a, you know what? He gives them the 1-2, and they're basically like, okay.
yeah, they run.
In
away.
Other news, you know, they just
this
they
guy's
just,
awesome. This guy's awesome.
This is a great clip.
He's also a little bit more than half in the bag, I think. But that's when the truth really comes out. Maybe not. But
well, he's at least one Guinness deep, and he's got another one on deck. So you know, and he's probably pissed off because the reason he's drinking 2 Guinnesses and not 4 Guinnesses is because he probably doesn't have any money.
That's probably right.
Because he's not getting paid. So here it is. This is clip 17.
Steve, you're a resident of Swindon. What do you think the next council should be focusing on?
Well, I think they should regenerate the town centre. I think it turned into like a bunch of flats area, and there's pure immigrants around here. There's dangerous areas here for women and children. I don't think it's safe. I'm all right. I'm a bit of a boy. But locally, I think there's people around here what are pretty scared to come into the town centre now. I don't come in very often. I don't bank in town. I only come in for a Guinness. That's what I come in town centre for. I've got a few
come in for
people
a
around here. But they need to regenerate the town centre and jobs. Bring the wages up. Do more for the working people, less for the people that are not working.
He's really
I've got a friend
now.
Who earns £1,500, and he's not over £1,500, he's not working. I work, and I get less than £1,900. I'm Steve, not happy.
Big one unhappy voter there. Big.
Yeah.
Well, they're like, okay, that's enough of that. That's enough of that.
You know, the producer's in his ear like, this is not the black guy you were supposed to interview. What
yeah,
are you, doing?
You got the wrong guy.
My goodness.
I love it. And he's like, my friend doesn't work and he makes £1,500. I work and I make £1,900. It's infuriating.
And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to train people not to work, not to want to work, so then they can bring in universal basic income. And there's some, you know, there's early adopters out there. There's people who jump into AI early. There's people who jump into universal basic income early. And that's what we're seeing now. With this, which one should we go to first? This Irish Minister Michael Healy Ray announcing his resignation, and he stated he will vote no confidence. So he's actually voting no confidence in it and dropping out. And people are saying the dominoes are beginning to fall. But you've got these police recruitment videos. So maybe this is what I see. People are resigning because they have other things that something else is happening. It's not really they're resigning because they care about the Irish people. They're probably being investigated for something, sort of like with Swalwell.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's interesting. No, I mean, you know, Ireland is sort of different than other European countries. Just, I don't know. I get a different sense of them. They seem a little bit more hardcore. And, you know, what's his name? The fighter, Colin McGregor, was, you know, writing these tweets of like, hey, we're going to come basically sack the capital if you don't do what we say. I mean, they seem to be taking this more seriously than other countries. Places like the UK they'll go out and they'll protest, but they just get shut down by the cops there. So I think like Ireland is like one place that I have hope that they're not going to let themselves be totally destroyed, especially because they haven't been saddled with the guilt and self-hate that people in Germany and everywhere, England especially, because of the horrible colonialism they did. They deserve, you know, to be destroyed. But Ireland's like, wait, we've been fighting against imperialism our entire existence, and now we have to be the homeland of every African that wants to make it here? It's ridiculous.
Well, and if you look at media reports, they're basically saying, oh, it's the right wing coming in here trying to stir up trouble about migration. People are pissed about the price of gas, and now they're adding this other. No, they're pissed about the migration, too. And it's not just the right wingers. We played A couple weeks ago, Alex played a video of a guy just talking about what was going on. And it's the migration. These people are mad about that. And because the migration is what causes the gas prices to go up. When you have more people taking less supply, limited supplies, the prices are going to go up. Your roads are going to get worse. Your transportation is going to get destroyed earlier because you just have more people.
Well, it's like
that are supposed than what are supposed to be there.
Absolutely, and the housing crisis in Ireland. Routinely, you'll see these videos of a new house opens up and the line is around the block, and none of the people look Irish to me. So it's like they can't afford homes. They're being forced out of everywhere. Then you've got this fuel restriction on top of it. It's all part of the same program, obviously, of just total destruction of Europe overall. At least some Irish politicians seem to be sort of bucking the trend. But like all these European countries, they can just manipulate this parliamentary system to where even if the right wing party wins, the center right and the left wing party make a coalition to keep them out of power. Right. I mean, it's really, I don't know, they're really forcing the population into a difficult position.
It's definitely more generational than what we have here. Let's go to clip 7. This is a short clip, but this is Michael Hayley Ray announcing his resignation.
And because of the fact that I believe this government have left the people of Ireland down, I will be voting no confidence in the leader of the country, and I will be tendering my resignation as a Minister of State from now. And I would ask that future governments and this government, that they would listen, that they would be kind, that they would be understanding.
No, we're going to go get Pakistanis to beat the crap out of y'all. Don't
worry. No, they're very kind and understanding to the infinite number of foreigners that want to arrive there. It's just when the Irish say, hey, do you mind not destroying my town? That's the real thing that outrages them.
And I think we're going to see the same thing in Hungary. They just elected a new guy and he's like, oh, we're not going to take down the border wall just yet. But they don't want to pay the fines. And they're like, we're getting these fines every year. We don't really want to pay them. So, we're just going to start letting people in and changing the culture.
No.
And at some point, you're going to see the same thing. It's going to take 10, 15, 20 years to happen in Hungary, what's already happening now in the UK. And I think the UK's got a big rise up on May 16th. Tommy Robinson's leading something. I'm seeing all kind of people going to be there for that. But let's go to Ken O'Flynn. He goes nuclear about the political change that is coming. And I hope it is. I hope these people pull their heads out of their butts and really start to take control of their destiny, because they have to do it, because nobody's going to do it for them. The only people that are coming are more foreigners.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, it should be Americans helping out with this. There's more Irish people of Irish descent in America than there are in Ireland.
The mix, yes.
Yeah, so I'm not saying we should be running guns to them, but I am actually saying that. I do actually think we should be doing that.
All right, let's
That's
go to
just
Ken
me. I don't know.
Down the ordinary people that this government say they represent and that they say they live amongst. The reality is they've blamed Trump for absolutely everything. We've heard government get up and stand about Trump. Donald Trump isn't in charge of NORA. He's not in charge of the carbon tax in this country. He's not in charge of that in this country. And he's not in charge of excise. What did Sean Kenny do? He said, go out and walk or go out and cycle. What did big Jim James Bond himself go out and do? He said, we'll turn the army on our own citizens, which is reminiscent of something that you would hear in South America. It is reminiscent of a Pyrrhonist. And then we have the man that turned away from the woman in Kentucky not so long ago, but did during this election, and we didn't want to hear. And all of a sudden, he's gaslighting the country, saying he's concerned. He's concerned about the 900,000 people on waiting lists. All of a sudden, he's concerned about the 60,000 people on housing lists. He's concerned about the 116,000 people that are waiting for HAP. That's what this government is concerned about. You're concerned about nothing, only serving yourselves. And I applaud Deputy Healy Ray, and I say well done to him for having a bit of backbone. And if those that turned up at the protests down in Whitegate or anywhere else in the country, in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that turned up there and said, we're with you, lads, and we're going to get rid of Micheál in a couple of weeks. If any of you have bit of backbone, join with Healy Ray and vote against this government, and let's call the election. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, powerful stuff.
The Irish are pissed. Is anything going to change? I don't know. But they are doing a good job at staying peaceful. They've been pepper sprayed. They've been dragged away and arrested. And they're still maintaining, we're just going to have peaceful resistance. And as long as they can do that, but what's going to happen is, what's the old adage? You bring in those people who are, the provocateurs. We saw it in Canada many, many years ago, and it was actual police that they sent in to start just roughing people up. And when they when the police started getting – people started figuring out who they were, they could tell by the boots. They were wearing the yep. same exact boots. And they actually, when they grab one, they look at the bottom, and his boot's the same as the cop boot. And then they're like, look, these are cops coming in here, and they're giants. And
agent provocateurs.
We saw that in Pittsburgh too.
Yep.
It was got – you know. Giant dudes dressed up like Antifa that don't look like they're Antifa. Right. Antifa are like wafy little, you know, like they have that kind of slime about them. And these guys were like big and buff, just like
walking around starting trouble,
right?
Explicitly to get the crackdown. Yeah,
exactly. And that's what they did. They were able to get that back in 2009 and basically do. And I think they were there just practicing kettling maneuvers. You know, this is how we're going to round up the American citizens. Luckily. Because I this was kind of an aftershock of 2008 with the Wall Street, protest.
Yeah, Occupy.
Occupy Wall Street protest. So this was in 2009, just a year later. And I think they were still freaked out about the left and right coming together because that's what we saw there too. And that's what I think you need to see. And all the people need to realize it's not about political parties. It's about do you want to determine your own future at the end of the day? So that's where we're at with these with the Irish.
Yeah, well, and of course the classic image is the continent of Africa and the Irish island, and it's like you expect everyone from this place to fit in this place. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. There's no argument, which I don't agree with the arguments anyway, but at least there's something there where you can say, well, England conquered all these places, so really it's fair play to them. Again, I think that's ridiculous, but it at least makes logical sense because England went out and colonized everybody. There's no reason to do this to the Irish. The Irish didn't do anything to anybody. They've been really supportive of very unpopular positions across the world for a very long time. They have a very strong track record of helping the Lebanese and the Palestinians against Israel, again, because they sort of know how it feels with England right next door and hundreds of years of oppression against the Irish there. So they've always sort of supported these smaller, countries or peoples that are up against a bigger fight. And yet, who's fighting for Ireland? Where are the people, out there going, hey, this is wrong what you're doing to Ireland? Which is why, I say like we should run guns to them, kind of half in jest. But like when you think about what we do overseas, I mean, we're running guns to the, Syrian rebels, and it's like...
Gave a lot of guns to Ukraine, and 30% of them end up just going away. We don't know where they're at.
Exactly. And so it's like, if anything was normal, it'd be like the Irish struggle for survival is just as valid as whatever... It's actually more valid than what we did in Syria or anywhere else. And it's strange to me that we can't break through this sort of anti-white, anti-European mindset that says that the Irish people don't deserve a homeland or a future. It's sick.
Yeah, and it's an EU mindset, definitely, that the EU's got these – once they got their tentacles, once the EU happened, and, we saw Brexit at least. England really hasn't changed much since Brexit. They're basically – they're like, yeah, you can vote for it. We're still going to bring in migrants.
They're basically
we're
punished
let people come
for
in.
It.
Exactly. And now it's harder for you to travel. It's harder for you to get euros. It's harder for you to get money and participate in the European banking system. And, even though I could participate in the European banking system, no problem. But it's harder for the British to do that because they chose to stand up for, sovereignty.
And everybody knew that Brexit was about migrants. Like, it was about a bunch of stuff. It was about the economic zones and whatever. But at the end of the day, everybody knew it was a referendum on migration. And it was the UK saying we do not want to be beholden to the EU, obligations to accept foreigners. And yet they passed Brexit and just nothing happened. If anything, the rate of migration increased and they've been punished for daring to suggest that they not be subject to the EU's tyrannical measures. It's
ridiculous. They always seem to have plenty of money to house migrants, migrants not to work,
Infinite money.
Them free phones. But then anything else, regular services need to be, oh, no, we don't have money for that. We don't have money to pay people. But you got to keep paying for the BBC to propagandize you.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, you do get something.
You get an accident.
You get a guy that leaks through.
He
slips through the stream.
But and it's not even like a, just a thing where it's like, oh, they're treated better than us. No, like the NHS has specific programs where the illegal immigrants get better services than the locals. Like they get tooth and eye and everything, and the locals have to go literally go to the back of the line. So, I mean, again, this is the problem with socialized medicine, especially when your government hates your native people. It's not, not a great combo.
That's true. And people think, oh, we're going to get Obamacare. It's going to be great health care. And it's like, no, your health care is even worse, and it costs twice as much.
Or we can go the Canadian route and just euthanize everybody.
That, you know what? And that's on the table, too. They are looking at especially, I think you go to Oregon and Washington.
There are those, a couple states here that do it.
States, yeah. They're like, yeah, we'll kill you. We'll kill you. Oh, life's getting tough. Come watch this movie.
Yeah. You know? You're too poor. You're, you know, we hurt you with something. I mean, that's the craziest one. The woman in Canada who was forced to get the vaccine paralyzed her, and then they offered to kill her.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, sorry, you know, you took this thing we mandated, it paralyzed you. We can kill you if you want. I mean, it's like that sort of is like the mindset of the European and Western elite at this point is just like, oh, we destroyed your country. So it's time for all of you to die.
Right. And so, we're going to bring in people who are so happy to be here because they come from dirt huts and now they're coming here with paved roads and they're so happy. They'll do whatever we tell them to do as long as we keep paying them money. And if they get out of hand, we're not worried about it. We lived over here in the walled cities. Yep. We're not going to be affected by this. You guys get to live with it. You guys get to feel the brunt of it.
And they know, you know, that this is something that's going on in the UK right now, because again, like every day in the UK, there's another horrible rape or murder from a migrant. And there's a big protest going on right now. When it's the British people protesting, they're doing it peacefully. The police come in, kettle them up, brutalize them, destroy the whole thing. When it's the Muslims protesting, they tend to riot. They tend to bring metal bars, and the police literally run away. There's tons of videos going around right now of just the British police full tilt running away from the migrants. So there's this weird thing that, like,
and then if you say something wrong about that, like, I think they arrest a guy to talk about bacon. He was like, it smells like bacon. I want some bacon.
They're
like,
we're gonna arrest
you.
Stuff.
You can't say that.
There's a guy that was like, just like hard of hearing, and he's like, I can't understand you. You know, speak English. And they, you know, the cops roll up on him. It's insane, but it's almost like they're teaching them, like, unless you're dangerous, we're going to abuse you.
Right.
Like, if you're the Muslim population and we're scared of you and you might bomb us or hit us with metal bars, then we'll let you do whatever you want. But those British who are polite and nice and follow the law, we can abuse them
as much as we want. And you get the same mentality here. It's like, oh, you're a criminal? You get to go back out on the streets. Yep. Oh, you didn't pay all your taxes? We're going to take everything you own and put you in prison.
Yep.
But other than that, you know, everything's cool other than that.
Yeah, so. There's another post I saw today. It was Minneapolis, and he's like, I'm trying to get my sink repaired. In order to get my sink repaired, the plumber had to go get a permit here. This person had to approve. This person had to approve. And he's sitting there going, I am being subject to more scrutiny over replacing a sink than some of these daycare centers for receiving $20 million a year. I mean, it's beyond just like, oh, you know, they get to do whatever they want. It's like they get tens of millions of dollars to do whatever they want. Meanwhile, if you want to have a lemonade stand, they're going to, you know, kick your teeth in.
All right, we're going to continue this on the other side of the break. We're going to get into Trump going after the Pope. You already did some of this, but I
have a little bit. Felt it. Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.